Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, while Ananias and Caiaphas were high priests, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
And he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we know the God word is blessed. I'd like to put a tag on this Love Sunday's text. Real love will make a way.
Amen.
Take this seat in the presence of the Lord.
Praise
real
the Lord.
Love will real make a way. If I were to begin parenthetically, I would begin with an observation. It is a melancholy truth that the ways of our God are not like our ways.
Right.
Job puts it this way. He says the ways of God are strange to us,
right,
but they are righteous nonetheless.
Yes, yes.
I'll begin with a statement to some which may seem oblivious. Our God does not think the way we think.
That's right.
Our God does not function the way we function.
Yeah.
Our God does not behave the way that we behave. You're acting cute, but it ought to be good news this
right,
morning
now,
to know our God does not respond the way we respond.
Right.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Because I do not want my God responding the way people that are around me respond to what God is doing to me in my life.
Yes, 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 yes.
One preacher puts it this way. People will condemn you on a speculation, but God will love you with all the evidence. Can I get a witness in here? There's no pettiness in God. There's no bitterness in God. There's no fear in God. God is there, and there's no insecurity in God. When you deal with God, you don't have to act like something less than what you are. You can be your full self, and God will still welcome you to the table. You don't have to hide. You don't have to dissimulate. The rest of the world requires that you become a contortionist so you can fit yourself in their boxes. When you come into the presence of God, you can be as broke and as busted and as crazy as you are. God will still prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. God says, come to me all ye that are labor and are heavy laden. I will give you some rest. In the church, we tell people, come as you are. But we really don't mean that. Because if you came as you really are, Sister Anya, people would get up and move their seat. And church folk would talk about you behind your back.
Amen.
I thank God today that we serve somebody who can receive us just as we are.
Yes.
I don't care who we are and what we are. God can handle it. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
You may be a liar. You may be a thief, a cheater. You may be out of your mind. But God told me to tell you, you're his liar. You're his crazy person. You're his cheater. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You think I preach because I'm so perfect and so holy and I have it all together? I don't have nothing together.
If you knew
the hell I had to climb out of to get here and deal with this ministry today, you jump up and get up and walk out or just run around the church. But thanks be to God who has gave us the victory. God who is so omnipotent, so powerful, so omniscient. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai. He is all those things. I had nothing, was nothing, and was going nowhere. Yet he reached down into the mud and prayed and picked me up anyway, put my feet on solid ground, turned me around. What a mighty God!
Amen.
different from us. It's his commitment. Follow Pastor now.
Yes.
It is his commitment to the ethic of love. The ethics of love. Notice, I did not say that God is committed to the ideology of love. God is committed to, not committed to the theology of love or the philosophy of love. But God is committed to the ethics of love. Let's go deeper. Philosophy, ideology, and theology want you to know what love is and what love is not. God is not committed to any of those things I just mentioned, but he is committed to the ethical presentation of love. Because ethics is not concerned about definition or clarification. Are y'all with me? Ethics is concerned about the proposition of choice. You can be theological, philosophical, or an ideologist and do nothing about the world or the people around you.
Come on now.
Y'all just get that?
Yes.
But you cannot be ethical and do nothing. God is committed to the ethics of love.
Yes.
Because he wants you to experience love.
Yes.
Not just know what the word means.
All right.
Let me read the text to you again. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis and Lysias, tetrarch of Abilene, while Ananias and Caiaphas, that's, y'all know who Ananias and Sapphira, because y'all know, I'm just pronouncing it correctly here, was the high priest, listen to this, all that now, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, not in the church. Not on the deacon board.
Yes.
Not at the members meeting. Came to John, Sister Thomas, in the wilderness. The word tells him that the word came to John, the son of Zechariah, not in the temple, not in the palace, but the word came to John the Baptist in the wilderness.
Yes.
The time for clarification was over. Heaven was about to make a decision.
Yes.
Who will speak for my son
until
he's ready to speak for himself?
All right.
God searched the earth. Don't you understand? If God was committed to the power, he would have chosen Tiberius Caesar.
Yes, yes.
If God was committed to ambition, he would have chosen Herod.
Yes.
If God was committed to the name, he would have chosen Philip.
Yes.
If God was committed to objective holiness, he would have chosen Ananias and Caiaphas. But because he is committed to real love, God said, I'm going to the wilderness.
Yes.
He went to the wilderness and picked a nobody to tell everybody that the Lion of the tribe of Judah is on his way.
Yes.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Yes.
John wasn't powerful. He was not successful. Did not have a platform. Did not have a degree. Did not have a ministry. He was, watch this now, he was not a bishop. He never went to seminary. Did not have a praise team. Did not have a band. Did not have a church. Did not have a musician. But the Bible says God skipped over everybody and went into the wilderness and picked a nobody. Look at your neighbor. I talk to yourself. You may not like me, but God chose me. You don't have to celebrate me, but God already chose me. Chose me. Chose me. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Tell the devil, I could care less what you say about me. I'm chosen. I am that I am by the grace of God. I'm here to let you know that love did it for me. Real love. Nobody can curse what God has already blessed. And love will make room for you. You can be strange and love will make room for you. Yeah. You could have failed high school and love will make room for you. Yeah. You could have been a liar and a thief and love will make room for you.
Yeah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Is there anybody here that can say, Pastor, I'm only here today because on a dark night, love made room for me.
Yeah.
Woo. Prepare at a table. Before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Uh-huh.
If you know who I'm talking about, you ought to be making some noise in this house.
Come on now.
Look at your neighbor and say, he wanted me anyway.
He
should have walked away.
Yeah.
I'm saying that again. He should have walked away on me. He should have turned his back on me. I disgusted him.
Yes.
But he stayed there with me anyway.
Yes.
Should have slammed the door in front of my face.
Yes.
Sister Jenkins.
Yes.
He told me I was not worthy.
Yes.
But he wanted me anyway.
Yes.
God knew I was a mess, Sister Deidre. But he wanted me anyway. God know I was a complicated mess. Complicated and perplexed. But he said, I created you. And I want you anyway. God said, I won't have it no other way. God said, I sent the prophets. But you would not listen. The prophets is his word.
Yes.
He said, I got you out of bondage, Carl, but you would not listen.
Uh-huh.
I sent women and men to preach to you, but you would not listen. Well, that was not good enough for you, Carl. I may be talking for you. I'm just using myself.
Yeah.
I did all of that. I didn't turn my back on you. When I saw all that didn't work, guess what I did?
Ooh, Jesus.
I said, I decided I would go down through 42 generations.
Yeah.
Walk the earth 32 years, Nina. Heal the sick.
Yes.
Raise the dead. Made the blind see, just so I can get to you.
Yeah.
I knew you would be here in the future. But 2,000 years ago, I was making provision for your vision.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. While I was doing that, healing the sick, raising the dead, I know that won't be enough for you. So I decided, well, I got to get on the cross for you. And I got up on the cross. And I got on the cross. That still wasn't good enough. So guess what? I hung there.
Uh-huh.
Until the ninth hour.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo!
Thank you.
I didn't just get off the cross. Let him step. I hung there until the ninth hour.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Until the dead got up and walked the streets of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Because I know you was going to be tough. A stiff-necked generation.
Yes.
Think you all of that in a bag of chips.
Yes. Preaching, Pastor. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And then, no man took my life.
Come on now.
I laid my own life down.
Yes.
You understand what I just said to you?
Yes, sir.
I chose to die for you.
Yes.
They couldn't kill the omniscient, almighty, King of kings, Lord of lords. I'm the creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am he that was, that is, and will come. They lost their mind if they think they're coming. No, I set it all up. I planted the tree that I hung on. I put metal in the ground that they put the nails in my hands with.
Thank you, Lord.
What you say?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Why? Because of love.
Love.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Uh huh. You think I know, y'all thought it was love study. Y'all thought I was going to come to some fancy sermon about, about your boyfriend and your girlfriend. Well, guess what? Y'all want to go there? I can preach that too because I'm still in the book. If you want real love, you ought to check out Jesus first. That's the way I check it out. If you want to see if he all of that, like he's saying, and she all of that, see what they are willing to sacrifice for you without you putting anything on the table. Christ loved me before I loved him. He died for me when I wasn't thinking about him. He didn't ask me, what can you do for me, boy? How many jobs can you work? How many jobs can you work? What house can you put me in? No, he came down, died on the cross for me, and I wasn't thinking about him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that's whomsoever believing on him. So put that homeboy, that homegirl to the test. What can you do for me? Put your money where your mouth is. Put your... What greater sacrifice, Sister Lawrence? What greater sacrifice that God, that man can make, that lay down his life for fellow man?
Yes. Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Don't tell me to give you my credit report. What's your credit report? No, my credit report is raggedy. I'm behind on all my bills.
Yeah.
I'm tired, broke, busted, disgusted. You still feeling love for me now?
Yeah.
I'm a mess. I don't like to wake up like I'm supposed to. I don't like to keep the house clean. That's not true. I like to keep the house clean.
You know that.
I'm trying to preach to y'all something here. Walk with pastor.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, don't let them, don't go for the okie doke. You getting too old now for playing pop. Stop that playing games.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you got a significant other, they need to be stepping up the plate. You need to let them know. You need to get your act together before I decide to get rid of you, because the Bible done told me I'm not to be unequally yoked. And if you make me become unequally yoked, I can't fulfill the proposition and the position and the vision God has for my life. And guess what? I'm going to choose God over you. You think your stuff is gold plated? No, it's not. Because guess what? I get rid of a zero on God and give me a hero. I'm still in the book.
Yes, sir.
Pull your mind back in here. This is how God thinks. This is how God reasons. God does not have love. God is love.
Yes.
The Bible says God is love.
Yes.
Love is how God thinks.
Yes.
Love is how he rebukes and how he chastises.
Yes.
Love is how he elevates and how he promotes. Love is how he blesses. Stop trying to figure out what love is and let me show you what love does.
Yes.
It's what it means, what love does.
Yes.
Love will skip over everybody in your life with good credit and open a door for you that no man can close.
Right.
Amen.
Love does not ask, it takes. It does not negotiate. Love sits at the head of the table. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I want every broken and chastised person to know that God loves you so much to leave you like this. God loves you too much to leave you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your circumstances situation. Yeah. But God loves you too much to let you alone right now.
Yeah.
The devil wants to make you think he has forgotten the devil is alive.
Yeah.
If whatever he's doing is just a smoke screen. Forget about the smoke screen. That's why God said, don't walk by sight, because you're going to be blind from the smoke screen. Walk by faith and not by sight. Call those things that are not as if they are. You don't see the healing? I got it anyway.
Yes.
I'm broke, but it's going to get paid anyway.
Yeah.
You need to say to somebody, say to that devil, God is coming to get me. I may be in the wilderness right now, but he's coming to get me. You may not know who I am, but my God has not forgotten about me. And he's coming to get me. That's right, the wilderness represents that circumstance and situation that wants to smother you and hide you from the rest of the world. But I want to let you know, don't you worry about your wilderness, because God is a master negotiator. He's a master navigator. He knows where you are in every circumstance and every situation in your life. There's nothing too hard for God. God sees all, knows all. He's writing all the time. Come here, Israel. Israel, don't you know? Your God, there's one faith. There's one baptism. Don't you know the God of Israel never sleeps or never slumbers? He's right. He's not lost track, his most apple of his eye. He's not lost track of his treasure. I'm his main ace, kum boom. Yes. He told me in Revelation that he will wipe the tears from my eyes. You can make me cry. I cry in a minute. Real men cry because the Bible tells me that when I cry, he's going to wipe the tears from my eyes. Mess with a child of God if you want to. Make us cry. Because guess what? If it takes wiping you away to get my tears to go away, bye-bye and see you later. I'm loving this day. God fights for me. He fights for you. While you're sitting here right now, watch this, Deacon Dre. God is where your fight is, fighting for you.
Yes. Right. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Jenkins, I'm in church, and it's all nice right now. Because I'm not where the mess at. I can't, my mind not going there. But guess what? My God is there. Yes. He's fighting while I'm sitting here giving him some praise. He's just, he's that omnipresent. He can be in Pembroke Pines. He can be in Germany and be in Hollywood, West Palm, at the same time, fighting our battles. God said, don't you worry and stress it. Don't you know, he said, when the devil comes in like a flood, let me translate the flood for you. That means when you are overwhelmed and you feel like throwing in the towel and your back is up against the wall, he said, I will raise a standard. I'll be your battle axe in the time of your battle. I'll be a strong tower. And when you feel like your mind can't capitulate and think about the stuff you're going through, Sister Angela White Brown, God said, I give you peace. Let's surpass it all understanding. God is on your job, fighting your boss from hell right now. God is in the mouth of your enemy, fighting for you. You heard what I just said? He's in the mouth of your enemy, fighting for you, because he loves you. Love, real love, makes a way. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Yes. Fight for me, Jesus.
Thank you. Yes.
Jesus, get in this battle. Yes. Back up the devil, Jesus. Yes. I can't take it no more. Yes. I feel like I've reached the break. Yes. But somewhere in the Bible, they told me, God, that you know how to reach beyond the break. Yes. When my pathway seems broken, God, the Bible tells me that you're a way maker, so you can create a highway where there's no highway. You said that you'll open.
Thank you.
Make a way for me, not wait for me, Jesus. Snatch me out of this wilderness.
Yes, sir.
The word of God did not come to Caesar, did not come to Pilate, did not come to grab Socrates or Plato or any one of those brilliant people. It skipped over all of them and went into the wilderness and grabbed John the Baptist, the son of Zechariah, and made a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
God loves you. He got you in his hand.
Yes.
Hey, I kept you long enough. But it got good to me, Sister Tom. when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul says hallelujah. In my worst state, it seems the worse I get sometimes, the more he keeps on blessing me. It seems like when I can't figure the way out, it seems like he makes a way out of no way. When I feel lonely in the midnight hour, he becomes a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Y'all ain't feeling me. When I feel like I'm all alone and no one's my friend, he said, let me tell you something, my brother. He said, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So I say, thank you, God. He said, I'm glad you realize that I'm your God. I said, yes, I do. You are the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from you, oh Lord. It got good to me, y'all. I begin to think about how he bred in a starving land, water in dry places. Y'all ain't hearing me. He food in your cupboard, water in your cup, dunk in your sick room. He got my front, he got my side.